Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsurer.us. That's mvpinsurer.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Sorry there wasn't a podcast last week, but I was a bit under the weather, and I'm just now getting over it. I still have a little bit of congestion in my nose, so I apologize for that if that is coming through on this podcast. But this week, since it's a week before Halloween that this podcast is being posted, I thought it would be a great idea to share some tips. Usually every year we share tips as far as trick-or-treating and being safe while you're out trick-or-treating with your kids and stuff. But one thing that just came to mind today as I was thinking about doing that yet again, what about pets? Now, we've talked before about 4th of July and your pets and Christmas and your pets. I thought, you know what, there may be some tips out there for keeping your pets safe during Halloween, and lo and behold, I did. I found it at petmed.com, and if you go to our website, mvpinsurer.us, lower right-hand side, podcast page, go ahead and click through to that, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easily enough, you just do what I said before. MVPinsurer.us, lower right-hand side, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to the blog post page. In the upper right-hand side, there is a search box. Just type in Halloween pets, and it should bring up the article that I'm going to reference today. Again, this is from PetMed.com. I want you to go to our website because I'm only going to share a few of the tips during this podcast because I want you to read the original source material. Great article from PetMed.com. The first tip is trick-or-treat candies are not for pets. And it does say here, all forms of chocolate, especially baking or dark chocolate, can be dangerous, even lethal for dogs and cats. Symptoms of chocolate poisoning may include vomiting, diarrhea, rapid breathing, increased heart rate, and seizures. Halloween candies containing the artificial sweetener xylitol can also be poisonous to dogs. Even small amounts of xylitol can cause a sudden drop in blood sugar and subsequent loss of coordination and seizures. It says, while xylitol toxicity in cats is yet to be established, it's better to be safe than sorry. Again, keep that Halloween candy up. The kids come home for trick-or-treating. Make sure that they put their candy in a container with a closing lid that can be secured. Whether it's in a Tupperware container or something like that, don't leave it in the Halloween bag, because your pets can sniff it and get a hold of it. So definitely keep your trick-or-treat candies away from your pets. The second tip that I want to share here, it says don't leave pets out in the yard on Halloween. Obvious, makes sense to me. Vicious pranksters have been known to tease, injure, steal, and even kill pets on Halloween night. Inexcusable, yes, but preventable nonetheless. Black cats are especially at risk from pranks, so make sure that your black cats are safely housed indoors. Obviously, make sure your pets are inside during the trick-or-treating period that your particular city has. Our city has it from, it's like, our downtown area has like a special one from 3 to 5. The kids can come down here and go trick-or-treating from business to business. The official one, I believe, is from 5 to 8. So from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., the kids can be out on the streets trick-or-treating. Now, this is a big change from when I went trick-or-treating. As far as I understood, there was no curfew for trick-or-treating. You could stay out as long as the lights were on, which is oftentimes what we did. We were out until 9, maybe 10 o'clock at night, hitting those houses that, it's getting towards the end of the night, and they wanted to get rid of their candy, so we'd try to hit those houses that would, give us a jackpot every night. But it's good that nowadays there is a curfew, a set limit in certain jurisdictions. Like I said, ours is from 5 to 8 that the kids can be out trick-or-treating. So definitely keep your pets indoors and away from trick-or-treaters, because you don't want them to get injured or stolen, and definitely you don't want them to get frightened at the trick-or-treaters and cause harm to somebody else. So don't leave them in the yard. Save yourself a lot of hassle. Third one here, it says keep pets confined and away from the door. If you're going to be handing out trick-or-treat candy, obviously you want to make sure that your pets are secured away from the front door, because you don't want them, again, running towards young kids, because they may not understand, well, obviously they don't understand Halloween and trick-or-treating and the constantly knocking or ringing of the doorbell. They know the door well and the door knock, meaning that there is somebody here to visit. So of course your pet's going to get anxious about wanting to see who is coming into their home. Better smart to keep them confined either in a bedroom, or if they're crate trained, in a crate, away from the front door, away from the noise, maybe in a back bedroom where you could keep it dark and keep some soft music going, or in the basement if you got a finished basement, or a basement that is warm enough to keep your pet in. Again, anything you can to keep them calm, along the same lines as the fireworks. You want to make sure that your pet is in a secured area that will minimize the noise and whatnot, so your pet doesn't get over anxious. Next tip that I have for you here is keep glow sticks away from pets. While glow sticks can keep people safe on Halloween night, they can add some unwanted drama on holiday if a pet chews one open. Thankfully, the liquid inside the glow sticks is non-toxic, so it won't make them sick. But they may get agitated, may make them throw up. Seeing that dye on their paws and on their mouth, and it just really, really would freak them out. Do what you can. Get them to drink some water. It says here maybe a small meal, something that'll help get the taste and the material out of their mouth to try to calm them down. That's something I never thought of. Is yeah, as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, well, aren't glow stick, majority of glow sticks, aren't they non-toxic now for reasons? And then I read it. Yep, even though it is non-toxic, your pet may not like it. It won't make them sick. It's not going to poison them, but they won't like it, and they may want to throw up. Last one I want to share with you here, it says keep Halloween plants such as pumpkins and corn out of reach. This is along the same lines as a Christmas one, where you want to keep your poinsettia plants and other holiday plants out of the way of your pet. It says here, while small amounts of corn and pumpkin can be fed safely to many pets, ingesting uncooked, potentially moldy Halloween pumpkins or corn displays can cause big problems. Gastrointestinal upset is a possibility whenever pets eat something they're not used to. Intestinal blockage could occur. And it says some types of mold produce mycotoxins that can cause neurological problems in dogs and cats. So keep the pumpkins and corn stalks away from your pets. Snatch. Like gourds. I know my mom used to, buy the gourds and have these displays on, on the dining room table, around the harvest time, Thanksgiving and Halloween and whatnot. She would go out and buy those gourds, the big banana, the ones with the big banana-like appendage on it, and you know, the ones that are spiky and that have the ridges and all that kind of stuff. She would put those out. And then we would have the Indian corn, the dried Indian corn displays around. So yeah, that's definitely something to keep in mind. We just bought pumpkins a couple of weeks ago, and we had brought them in, and we were going to carve them, and life got in the way, and so it was like a week later, and we noticed that the pumpkins were already starting to rot, and it had mold growing on them, and it's like, it was only a week. It was just crazy. So you definitely want to watch out for that, not only for your pet's sake, but for your own sake, too. You don't want to be breathing in mold spores, for sure. But yeah, definitely keep those dried foods or display items out of the reach of your animal so they don't get sick. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side is Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and it'll bring you to our blog page. And if you're listening to this around Halloween, it should be available. If not, you just up in the upper right of the blog post page, you could type in Halloween pets, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today that includes the original article from PetMD.com. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, please. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. .us. You want to send us an email too, that's easy enough. It's marsilieins@gmail.com. That's marsilieins@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.